listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson, a Republican representing the Palmetto State's 2nd Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Armed Services and Foreign Affairs Committees. And today we want to get his thoughts on the latest developments in Iran and what he believes the proper U.S. approach ought to be as this uprising continues. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
And Greg, it's always an honor to be with you.
What do you make of the shifting, to some extent, of the president's language in reference to Iran in the beginning when this demonstrations first started? He was very cautious in his language, said it wasn't America's position to try and dictate an outcome of an election. Now he's used words like appalling, and he was much stronger in his language at his press conference the other day. What do you believe is the reason for that, and do you agree that the language should be ratcheted up?
Well, my view is that I've always had hope for the country of Iran. A majority of the people who live in the country are under the age of 25. This is not a totalitarian state. It's an authoritarian state, actually a theocratic state. There are means of technology by way of satellite dish, by cell phone, by way of internet, where people can communicate. And so we should have been encouraging from day one change and reform in that country.
Congressman, we've known for a long time that Iran is the world's number one sponsor of terrorism. We know that they have nuclear weapons ambitions. What do you think the world has learned about the brutal way in which this government has responded to these demonstrations?
Well, the world has learned, and indeed there's been a martyr that reminds me so much of the very heroic person at Tiananmen Square who stood in front of the tank. And in this case, it was Nida Sultan. Nida is the very beautiful young lady who was murdered by the security forces and left to die on the street of Tehran. And one of the great things about technology today is that the potential for cell phone videotaping is available. And so that when authoritarian states, totalitarian states, theocratic states try to suppress the public, there are ways to get the message out that there should be reform and change.
Congressman, we've heard it said by several analysts that as long as the people stay courageous in the face of even this brutal crackdown, eventually they will accomplish at least some of their goals, if not, in fact, force a major change in the government there. But you referenced Tiananmen Square, where there was a major uprising, and unfortunately it was crushed, and not much has happened since then. What do you suspect is going to be the track record here in Iran?
Well, what I would hope that it would be more of the Romanian model, and that is we remember the heroic people of Romania across the country, ultimately leading to the protest at the palace in Bucharest, ultimately the execution of Ceausescu and his wife. The people stood for democracy. They forced change. And I'm very hopeful that with the relatively, amazingly enough, open society of Iran, the people of Iran do know that their country has been branded as sponsoring state terrorism. And the people simply should know that that is against morality of any religion in the world. And so I'm hopeful for change in Iran.
We're talking with South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson. And Congressman, we know that there's been tremendous restrictions on the media, which means we haven't seen a lot of pictures. As you've referenced a number of times, most of what we've seen has come through cell phone cameras and other very grainy footage. And oftentimes, if we don't get the indelible images, sometimes the international pressure for change can dissipate. You mentioned that we have seen the video of the horrific murder of the young woman that has become kind of an iconic moment in this struggle. Do you fear, though, that the complete media crackdown there is going to somehow let the air out of this movement?
Well, even with the media crackdown, the internet is very difficult, particularly for young people, to close. There are ways to get around. The ability of cell phones today is just remarkable. And so I'm just so hopeful for the people of Iran. And studies have indicated that the young people there do want to live in the 21st century. They see the examples of the Persian Gulf states next door, very dynamic, fast-growing, modern, free market emerging democracies, and they see also the new success in Iraq, where women are allowed to go to school now, where an economy is being developed, where there's a increasingly high level of security, and where they've had wonderful success in elections, and a clear contrast. In Iraq, they've had fair elections, they've had a high turnout, they've had participation by the Sunnis, by the Kurds, by the Shiites. What a positive example for Iran, where they've had the ultimate spectacle of millions of more people voting than actually were registered.
Real quickly, Congressman, do you believe that the United States could or should be doing more right now, and if so, what?
Well, my view is that we should do much more, and we should be assisting in all ways. And we have the National Endowment for Democracy. We have the National Democrat Institute, the International Republican Institute. All of these are non-governmental organizations that promote democracy. And I also want to give a lot of credit to our British allies. It's been interesting to me to see that Ahmadinejad has been very critical of Britain. They've been very critical of France. And I think that indicates that France and Britain have made a difference. Only recently did Ahmadinejad be critical of the United States. I take it as a badge of honor for France and Britain that they were attacked by the theocrats, and because they're making a difference promoting democracy.
Last question, Congressman, on a different subject. I know it's been a difficult few days for the residents of South Carolina. As most of our listeners know, the governor there, Mark Sanford, admitted an extramarital affair on Wednesday. What has been the reaction from your constituents, and what has been your reaction in the past 24 hours?
My reaction is that my thoughts and prayers are truly with Jenny Sanford, with the four sons, with the Sanford family. I'm so concerned about their family.
Congressman, I know it's a difficult time, and I know you've been a friend of theirs for a long time. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Hey, Greg, thank you.
South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson represents his state's 2nd Congressional District, member of both the House Armed Services and Foreign Affairs Committees. This is Dateline Washington.